Hi, my name is Corey Sanders. I'm a Principal Program Manager in the Windows Azure Fabric Controller team, and I'm really excited to be able to talk to you and show you the Windows Azure Virtual Machines, the newest capability available on Windows Azure. The new Windows Azure Virtual Machine offering will allow customers to be able to move their applications back and forth without any changes to the code. This offering, Windows Azure's Infrastructure as a Service offering, is a part of the overall cloud continuum that Microsoft offers with Windows Azure, including both Platform as a Service in Cloud Services and Infrastructure as a Service in Virtual Machines. The real value that Virtual Machines give is the existing application mobility. You can maintain full management control of the operating system, deploy existing applications, and even run popular Microsoft Server applications like Microsoft SQL Server or even SharePoint. Now let me spend a few minutes to show you how this works. Let me get started by showing you the brand new management portal that Windows Azure has recently released. If you see here on the left, I have nothing that's been created except a couple storage accounts. If I click into Virtual Machines, which is the new Infrastructure as a Service offering, I can go ahead and get started by creating a brand new virtual machine. So let me click New and get going. If I click on Virtual Machine, I have two options here. I have a Quick Create and I have a From Gallery. Because I actually want to make a few changes to the settings, let me go through for the From Gallery option. I'll pick this option and immediately I'll see I have a bunch of options in front of me. First, let me start with platform images, because I want to start with an image that's been made available to me through the gallery. I have a few options here. As you can see, I have a SQL Server evaluation image, a couple of Windows images, and then a few Linux images that are also available to me through this gallery. For the sake of this demo and for this session, I'm going to show you a SQL Server deployment and show you how this gets started. So for SQL Server 2012 evaluation, I'll go ahead and click Next and move forward into the VM configuration section. From here, I can select the virtual machine name, and I will pick one SQL Server machine. As you can see, it warned me that the name was too long, so I fixed it. I'll go ahead and pick a username. It's actually picked for me as administrator because this is Windows. On the Linux side, you'll actually be able to pick the username. And then go to password, and I'll go ahead and select a password that I want to use to be able to log into the machine. Similarly, it will warn me if the passwords don't match or they don't meet the expected requirements. And I'll pick a size. You can see the default is small. I'll go ahead and go up to medium, which of course will be 2 cores and 3.5 gigabytes of memory. Let me click Next and get ready to deploy here. So because this is my first machine, I'll make it a standalone virtual machine and he will live alone. I'll create a DNS name for him, and this is the public facing DNS name. And so I'll select one and I'll use my name to make sure it's unique. And I'll go ahead and pick a storage account that I already have set aside for this. And the region, let's go West US. And then I can move forward. Now I can move forward. And at this stage, I'm not going to create any availability sets, which will give me higher availability amongst virtual machines because this is the only one being deployed. And so I will move forward, accepting the licensing terms of this deployment, and get this deployed. Now that my SQL Server is finished provisioning, it's ready for me to use. I can go in and I can connect to it. And the connection just uses standard RDP capabilities to the virtual machine. So I'll click Connect, insert the password that I supplied it, and I'm able to get into my Windows Server 2008 R2 Enterprise machine with SQL Server Eval 2012 Edition ready to use. Now that I have my SQL Server machine up and running, and SQL Server is installing on the virtual machine, I can go in and actually attach a data disk that may have additional content on it that I may want to use, or may just be a place where I want to store some persistent information from that virtual machine, like MySQL Server database. So if I go back through the management portal and click on my instance and actually go through the attach button down here, I have two options. I can either attach a disk that I've already got set up and ready to go, that maybe I've uploaded or prepared from another virtual machine, or I can attach an empty disk and it will create it for me that then I can start saving things onto. Right now I'm going to choose attach an existing disk, and I happen to have a big data disk that has some content on it, some old VHDs, some content that I want to make available to that virtual machine. And I'll go ahead and click OK, and the portal will now attach this data disk to the virtual machine. Because the disk that I attached is a formatted disk, it's fun to go watch it pop up in the virtual machine as soon as it's ready. If I had attached a new data disk, the disk would not show up as a drive because it's not yet formatted. And so if I go back into my SQL Server machine and pull up my computer, I can watch as the disk comes in. And there you can see the big data disk appears as one of the three disks that I now have available. A 500 gigabyte disk that's stored in Windows Azure Storage has some content. It's where I'll probably put my SQL Server database on. And now I have three disks available to me. One, the local OS disk that is also persistent in Windows Azure Storage. The temporary storage, which is drive D, which is actually only on the local machine and is not persistent in Windows Azure Storage in the event of a hardware failure or if I delete this VM and redeploy it somewhere else. And then finally, this big data disk that I just brought in that now will be also persistent in Windows Azure Storage. Now I'm going to show you a little bit more about how to use PowerShell to actually manage and deploy virtual machines in Windows Azure. As you can see, I have the Windows PowerShell command prompt up and ready to go. The first thing I need to do is actually import my settings so that I can connect to my subscription. And so I'll just go to the account and the publish profile option, which will allow me to take the profile options of this specific subscription, save them, and use them directly in my PowerShell commands. So I'll hit save as and put it here in C demo and save my credentials. Now that that's done, I can go in through PowerShell and I can go ahead and leverage those saved credentials. First, let me import the module. From there, let me go ahead and import the Azure subscription settings that I just downloaded. Import Azure subscription. And there they are. Import them and I'm ready to go ahead and start using it, including my certificate that was downloaded as part of this. So next I want to go ahead and set up and use a storage account. So first let me get the list of storage accounts that I have in my account. And from here, now I'm going to use my AUX Preview 42 account. So I'll go ahead and type set Azure subscription name and leverage the subscription name gotten up here and type in the current storage account, which has to be in the same region that I'm going to be deploying in, and so I happen to know that this is in US West, and set that. Now I should be good to go. Now that I'm all set and ready to start deploying, let me set a few of the variables that I need to set to make sure that I do this virtual machine in the right location. So first, let me find out the Azure locations that I can deploy in. Well, there only happens to be one available to me right now. And it's actually our internal testing location. And so I'll go ahead and choose that and set that location. Great. Now let me see what options I have for images. And this should match the list of images I saw in the portal. Sure enough, there they are, Linux and Windows images. From here, let me go ahead and select just the standard Windows Server 2008 R2 image. And I'll pick that image name, and I'll make sure that I set that to a variable. Now let me set the rest of my information that I want to use for this virtual machine. We'll call the machine Windows SQL VM1. Because I plan to go ahead and install SQL after I get the machine up and running. We'll call the cloud service name as Cori Test Service Serve. Now this ends up being the public-facing DNS name as well. And so this will be the same DNS name that I inserted as part of the portal experience. And then let's pick a size. For this example, I'll go ahead and use small. I'll pick my password that I want to use to log in. And this will actually print in clear text. And then let's actually pick the location that I want this file to go to. As you'll notice with PowerShell, I have a lot more options and control of how I want to set things up. And I'll go ahead and pick a name according to my storage account that I happen to have set up, and I'll go find this disk a little bit later. From there, I think I have all the variables I need to go ahead and start the virtual machine. Let me start with a clean screen. Excellent. Now I can get going with the virtual machine. So I'll go ahead and type in new Azure VM config, and this is configuration that's being created that will then be passed to the new Azure VM that will follow. Pick the name, and I'll use the name that I picked above. The instance size, again using the size that I picked above. The image name. And then the location that I want the disk to go to. From there, let me also add some Azure provisioning config, which is going to have my password associated with it. And then from there, I'll go ahead and create a new Azure VM with that information, plus the service name I want it to go to, which again is also the DNS name, and then the location. With that, I think I'm ready to go. As you can see, the cloud service itself was created successfully, and now the actual deployment of the virtual machine has started. And this will provision just like it did through the portal, but with the values that I just gave it. Now that I've got the VM up and running, I can go do a couple things to check on its status. One, I can actually move to the portal and see that this virtual machine is provisioning, which is great. I can even go in and see and make sure that the settings that I gave it are correct, like the DNS name Cori Test Serve. The amount of cores is certainly a small. And the location that it's deployed in, West US. I can also go over to my storage account. And using a tool like Cloud Explorer, I'm able to go into my storage account and find that the disk that I just had deployed is sitting there. And so here's the VHD, last modified. It was just immediately modified, and as this is booting, it will continue to be modified. And so as I continue to hit F5, you'll see the update time continues to increase. And so I have complete control and access to my VHD. And so from there, I can even do very interesting operations, like I can copy this, Move over to backup and paste it. And now I've got this disk that I've just started that maybe had some information on it that I wanted to save, and I can now have a second copy of it while the original one continues to boot. Now through PowerShell, I of course can also get the remote desktop connection link and be able to connect directly to this instance. So to do that, I can simply do local path, save it to the local location, so Windows 2008.2.rdp, and then call get Azure RDP file name VM1, call the service name, and from there I have my local RDP file. And once the VM is up and running and fully provisioned, I'll be able to connect to it. Finally, there's one last thing that's worth walking through. It's a little bit more of a complicated scenario. In addition to being able to create these single instance VMs and spin them up and deploy them, there's also the ability through the PowerShell commands to be able to create multiple virtual machines all at once. And so let me start by resetting some of the variables that I had already set earlier. So cloud service name, I'll set to multi-VM test serve. And then I'll pick some new VMs names. VM name 1, let's go Win2K8R2V1. And let's spin up 3. There's 2. And then let's do a third. And so I've got all my variables ready to go. And so what I'll do here is now I'll actually create additional variables for the VMs themselves and call this and create the provisioning config. And grab the name for VM1. Again, using instance size of small. Pick the same image name I used before, which is the Windows Server 2008 R2 image. And then, of course, add my provisioning config. And then repeat this for the other two with the same information. Save that. I'll use the same password on all of them. And then from there, I'm ready to go spin up the VMs. So I new Azure VM, service name, cloud service name, and then give the command to give multiple VMs at once. 1, VM2, and VM3. And of course, pick the location. And away, I'm ready to spin them all up. Now that those virtual machines are created, I can go take a look at their status in the portal, just like I did the other instances. As you can see at this point, the original instance that I created through PowerShell is now up and running, and these other three that I just created are now starting into provision. I hope you enjoyed this session, and please go enjoy Windows Azure Virtual Machines, now available in preview. Thanks for your time.